It was not the retention, the duration of the service. That's another thing that you might want to look at. But here, it's already reported in different terms, like if that person is terminated against the counselor's advice, then it's not normal completion. And only takes those people who have completed the program, either completed the program or you completed the current program and then move to other program.
So were people completing different programs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the completion criteria might have applied differently depending on the program, and the length of the program might have different length of stay.
You have multiple records
right.
for each woman. So is it hypothetically possible that a woman could be represented in the data set both when she was and was not pregnant?
Yes. So that's why the pregnant status was treated as a time-varying component. So in other words, right here, that person, client one, she has two treatments episode. The first episode, probably she might be a pregnant, but then maybe the second one she was not. By the way, out of this many clients, about half of them did have a more than one treatment episode. And about half of the clients did have a different program. In other words, the person did not necessarily stay in the same provider program. That I mean, it doesn't mean that that person changed the program, but about half of the clients actually have a different program, either by different provider or by a different setting, I mean location. So that there are many different scenarios that could be possible. Yes.
Go ahead.
Unfortunately, we don't have that data, and that's why one of the things that you might want to look at is then how they really change not only the status in terms of their pregnancy, but how it really benefited if they were pregnant and completed the one program, and then like in most studies that if you complete the program then you're less likely to come back to the program, but does it really happen to this particular population? Obviously they are less likely to complete the program, so probably the re-entry to the system might be more prevalent among